Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, it's episode 4 of series 3 of Life's Essentials with Prem Rawat. Thank you so much for listening. Today, Prem's going to be discussing what is loyalty and what should we be loyal to in life. In this episode, Prem explores what it would mean for humanity to be loyal to itself. The outcomes of history and the future could be radically different. Misplaced loyalty has led to terrible imbalances in life, but it can be changed. And Prem Rawat explores how. For more information, as ever, head over to premrawat.com. This podcast is brought to you thanks to Udo's Oil, made with your health in mind. www.udoschoice.com and www.theudo.com.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. And things are going smoothly for you. And in the midst of all this, my little message to just some of my thoughts, some of my understandings. And you know, when you look at this world, and you can, right now, of course, there's that whole ridiculous situation going on with the coronavirus. And you look at that and, you know, it's not good in many, many places. Too many people. One person dying of this thing is too many. And people are sick and you know, governments weren't prepared for this or prepared for that. And however you look at it, we want for things to be better. We want for things to improve. And whoever we are, wherever we are, whatever we are involved in, so much of our viewpoint that we have in our heads, how we look at this world, how we view this world, has to do with the indoctrination that we have received. Those are the pink-colored, blue-colored, green-colored, yellow-colored glasses that we wear. And sometimes our debates are just as ridiculous as somebody standing up and saying, the world is yellow, and somebody saying, no, the world is pink, and somebody saying, no, the world is blue, and somebody saying, the world is green. And it comes down to, well, what color glasses are you wearing? Not that one is better than the other, not that one is this way or that way, but it is what it is. But certainly, I feel that in the midst of all the viewpoints, all the formulas, all the definitions, all the ideas that we have, there is something that is going on. And that one thing that is going on certainly has an incredible amount of relevance to us as a human being, regardless of our viewpoint, regardless of our external situation, regardless of our circumstances, regardless of our ideas. Just all these thoughts that we get involved in, we sometimes stop to see the reality. And what is the reality like? The reality is quite simple. It's not as complicated because the reality doesn't wear blue color glasses and green color glasses and pink color glasses. It is not tainted. It is, and it has been there all along. And it'll stay that way. And people will come and people will go, and ideas will come and ideas will go, and definitions will come and definitions will go. But there is a reality that will remain unchanged. And the reality is that you are alive. Now, it's very easy to say that. And you can go, yeah, well, I knew that. No, but wait a minute. Let's just really take a look at this thing called you are alive. What does that mean? Well, actually, there's a lot of stuff that is being said without being said that one takes or assumes that you know what that means. You are alive. It means that once you weren't, now you are, and then you won't be. That there was a point on this earth that the idea of something like a human being existing on the surface of this planet Earth would be impossible, not feasible, not possible. Why? Because this surface of this earth was so hostile, so incredibly hostile, with all the volcanoes, no oceans, no oxygen, that to even consider anything living could be impossible. And of course, there was nobody to even make that judgment. Nobody to even say, well, that's a little too hot. We weren't around. None of us were around. But somehow, the cooling was going to happen. Species of life, different species of life was going to begin, some in incredibly simple format, taking different tacks, taking different ways of life. There were the plants, there was the living things. An incredible amount of experiment went into it. Experimenting, and what could survive went on. At some point in time, the human beings arrived. They were here. They had to evolve. A lot had to happen. And then all of a sudden, cut to the scene now, and there we are. And we have acquired incredible amount of power. Incredible amount of power. We can kill each other in quantities that would be unimaginable. Unimaginable. But we can do it. What has that done for us? Does that make us more happy? Does that make us more sad? No, people tell us, there is a possibility these people might attack you, so we have to have, and it's called mutually assured destruction, that if they try to kill us, we'll kill them. And that, hopefully, would be enough of a fear in both parties not to annihilate each other. I completely understand that. I completely understand that. But what I don't understand is how did it get to that point where I cannot, as one human being, talk to another human being as a human being talking to another human being, not another species of human being, but another human being, and be able to say things to him or her that would actually help that person, not threaten that person. That if I destroy you and you have the capability to destroy me, then maybe we won't be friends and we will be enemies, but we won't try to destroy each other.
Hello, I'm Chris England, and I'm here to tell you about the Fun Factory podcast, available now on Great Big Owl. Each time, I will be reading a couple of chapters of my novel, The Fun Factory, a historical comedy about the history of comedy. So it will kind of be like a free audiobook, which you can listen to at the gym, or jogging, or at your desk while pretending to do your job, or on the train without the embarrassment of people seeing you actually reading a book like some kind of SWAT.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Last night, I was thinking, and This idea came to my head, loyalty. So, you know, nowadays, even what loyalty means is dramatically changing. Because now it's like, oh, did you get loyalty points? The airlines will give you loyalty points, or this bakery will give you loyalty points, or this company will give you loyalty points. Well, you don't get points for loyalty. Loyalty is loyalty, being loyal. So, of course, the first question that came to my head was, what should I be loyal to? And there was a time that loyalty meant everything. And I think still today, loyalty has a huge role to play. And first of all, this is what I'm just sharing with you what came to my head. And first of all, the first loyalty, in my opinion, is or has to be to that power that allows me to be, that allows me to exist, that allows this breath to come in and go out and come back in. So my first loyalty, that was straightforward. My loyalty needs to be to that power. That power that cannot be created, cannot be destroyed, according to Einstein. That power that was, is, and will be far beyond me. It was there when I wasn't there. It was there when Earth wasn't there. It is there now, and it will not be there. Such a time will never be. The Earth may not be there, but that power will still be there. This is incredibly powerful. So my first thought was, yes, I have to be loyal to that power. And then it switched and it was like, well, what else do I be loyal to? What would that be? So a lot of different ideas. Oh, I should be loyal to this person or this thing or that thing. And then it was like, wait a minute, but I'm a human being. So as a human being, what should I be loyal to? And as a human being, I should be loyal to human beings. And as soon as that idea clicked in, it was like, yes, that makes absolutely perfect sense. As a human being, first, my loyalty to that power that created me, that allowed me to be, that brings that gift of breath, and my second loyalty to human beings. If human beings were loyal to human beings, would the silly wars ever have happened? No. Would people have ever been put in concentration camps? No. Human beings have not been loyal. And there have been leaders on the face of this earth that have done horrible things, but only because there was somebody there to help them accomplish what they wanted done. And if those people who made that possible were loyal to human beings, they would have simply said, no, I'm not doing it. Would there have been consequences? Yes. But of course, I'm not talking about just one or two people being loyal. I'm talking about all of us need to be loyal to human beings. And we're not. Everybody tries to have a solution to the problems. So much of our time, you know, families come together, people come together, and they start getting into the discussion, oh, they should do this, oh, they should do this, oh, they should do this. And then everybody shuts up. And nothing happens. Nothing changes. It's almost like save your breath for something else. Because your discussions, your ideas, they're not going to make any difference. But the thing is, there is a lot of good ideas. But they don't come forward. What are people loyal to? They're loyal to money. What are they loyal to? They're loyal to everything else. But they're not loyal to human beings. They're not loyal to that power that allows them to exist. And this, I find this imbalance. This is an imbalance. It's an imbalance in thought, imbalance in feeling, imbalance in execution, imbalance in all that we represent as human beings on the face of this earth. Because if somebody was to come right now for and make an inspection of see what's going on here, they would see absolutely hideous, 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 hideous amount of imbalance. So, what is the solution? The solution. And I know, I say this, that the solution begins with you. But people are like, no, change the world out there. There's not a problem with me. No, 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 no. Don't look at it that way, that there is a problem with you and it has to be fixed. That's not the issue. That's not the issue. Your car is perfectly okay. Your car is just fine. The tires are fine. There's plenty of gas. The engine is running perfectly. The windows are clean. Everything is good. It's just on the wrong road. That's all. Turn it around. Put it in the right direction. And all is good. You know, because people always, whenever I'm talking about these things, people just say, oh yeah, but how are you going to change that many people? What? I don't have to change them. They're fine. What has to change is this viewpoint that we've got. And that viewpoint changes all the time. That viewpoint changes all the time. You see all these incredible tricks we can do while you're cooking food. Maybe one day you're cooking food and you realize that if you let the bread sit, for another 5 minutes, that it's lighter, that it's fluffier. Well, from then on, you've changed it. You've not changed yourself. You just changed the methodology, how you accomplish it. The method has changed. That's all that it would take. For us to understand that my value, my core value here is to give my best, not only to myself, but to all those people who are around. Not the worst, but the best. But instead, what we give to each other is anger, fear, and all those other things that are absolutely ridiculous. That's what we give. Not let me give you compassion. Let me give you something that is an incredible gift that I can make possible in your life. So, I hope that, what I said just gives you something to think about. Rather than the right and wrong and on all the games that, because that's not the purpose that I have here. My purpose really here is to just cause you to think a little bit, to understand a little bit, to move forward a little bit in your life, to make things easy. Because if we can certainly make things easy for ourselves, maybe we'll do it. Maybe something will happen. Right now, the world is beckoning for a change. And all I see is people just wanting to get back to the way it was. But the problem I see in the way it was is that that's what got us here, where we don't like it. And there's nothing to stop it from happening again. So, we need to take care of ourselves. And just remember, the loyalty to that power, and the loyalty to the human beings. We need that. We need that. Of course, we need to be loyal to our family, we need to be loyal to ourselves, we need to be loyal. But top two, as a human being, be loyal to all the humanity, the human beings. As a human being, be loyal to that power that allows you to be alive. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you soon. Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you want to learn more about what Premat Rawat talks about, he offers a practical online course. It's called Peak, to help you understand and experience personal peace. Head over to premrawat.com and click on Peak. And Prem's new book, Hear Yourself, How to Find Peace in a Noisy World, is published by HarperCollins. It's now available for pre-order at your local independent bookstore or online. And don't forget to subscribe and give us a rating if you get a chance. And we'll see you next week.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hello, it's Mr. P here.
I'm the other Mr. P.
And we are the hosts of Two Mr. P's in a Podcast.
The educational podcast where you don't actually learn a thing.
No, instead we explore the weird, wonderful and downright hilarious things that happen in school from people actually doing the job. We reminisce on our own time at school, funny things we experience each day. And of course, we share your hilarious stories from the chalk face. So if you work in a school or just want a nostalgic trip down memory lane, sit up straight, fingers on lips and get ready for the lesson.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.